Hello.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good day.
Good evening.
Hello there.
English from Australia. Program number 13.
你好，欢迎收听我们的节目。如果你学习英语已经有些日子了，你也许知道怎样表达经常性的活动。希望你听完今天这一讲以后，能学到更多的说法。和往常一样，John和Barbara今天也在这里讲课。Hi.
Hi.
他们二位经常做些什么事呢？我不大清楚。
What did you do on Saturday, John?
I went to the pictures.
Do you go a lot?
Oh, yes.
Oh, John 在星期六看电影去了。Barbara 想知道 John 是不是经常看电影，于是就问。Do
you go a lot?
他的意思是，你常看电影吗？
Do you go to the pictures a lot?
John 回答说，
Oh, yes.
再听一遍这个问句，请跟着说。Do
you go to the pictures a lot, John?
Oh, yes.
再听一个类似的问题，请跟着说。Do
you go to the pictures much? Do you go to the pictures much?
Yes, I do.
以上你是在问人家某些事情是否经常发生。在这里是指看电影。Do
you go to the pictures a lot? Do you go to the pictures much?
下面听他们二位谈到另外一件经常要做的事情。先请你学这些词儿。Flat 公寓房子单元房子 自成一套的房间
flat flat
还有
hardly ever
很少难得
hardly ever hardly ever
请听他们二位的谈话
What did you do on the weekend, Barbara?
Oh, well, I cleaned my flat. I always clean it on the weekend.
I never clean mine.
Never?
Well, hardly ever.
Barbara 说，到了周末，她总要收拾自己住的公寓房间。I
always clean it on the weekend. I always clean it on the weekend.
John 呢？嗯，你反正了解他，他这个人就爱夸张。他说，I
never clean mine.
我从来不收拾我的公寓房间。Barbara 听了很吃惊，接着就问：
Never?
于是 John 改口说：
Well, hardly ever.
难得打扫一回。
Hardly ever.
我们再听一遍这段对话：
I always clean my flat on the weekend.
I never clean mine.
Never?
Well, hardly ever.
What's never? No, never. What's never? Well, hardly ever. It's hardly ever sick at sea.
好，下面请跟着我们把这几个表达经常性动作的句子练习一遍。Do
you go to the pictures a lot? Do you go to the pictures a lot?
Do you go to the pictures much? Do you go to the pictures much?
I always clean my flat on the weekend. I always clean my flat on the weekend. John hardly ever cleans his flat. John hardly ever cleans his flat.
What's never? No, never. What's never?
你也许知道，表示经常性的动作通常用简单现在时，也叫一般现在时。
Do you go? Do you often go?
I go a lot.
I clean my flat on the weekend.
此外，往往需要用某些词说明这种动作经常性的程度。刚才你听到了这个词
，always。always，
它的反义词是
never。never，
你还听到了
hardly ever。hardly ever，
你也许知道还有一些别的词像。
Usually.
Often.
Sometimes.
Occasionally.
最后这个词的意思是偶尔。
Occasionally. Occasionally.
你如果想进一步了解某个动作经常性的程度，你可以问个问题，开头用
How often? How often?
这是问人家隔多少时候做某件事。再听一遍这两个词，请跟着说。
How often?
请听一个完整的问句。
How often do you clean your flat, Barbara?
再听一遍，请跟着说。
How often do you clean your flat, Barbara?
还有一种比较普通的问法，问人家是不是做某件事，一开头用
Do you ever? Do you ever?
Ever 字面上的意思是在任何时候，在这里用来问人家做不做某件事情。再听一遍这三个词，请跟着说。
Do you ever?
如果问的是看电影，你可以问。
Do you ever go to the pictures?
再听一遍，请跟着说。
Do you ever go to the pictures?
再听一遍这个问句。
Do you ever go to the pictures?
你问 John 这个问题， Barbara 帮你核对，你接着再问一遍。
Do you ever go to the pictures, John?
Yes, often.
你问 Barbara 同样的问题。
Do you ever go to the pictures, Barbara?
Sometimes.
下面再听一遍第一种问法，请跟着说。
How often do you clean your flat, Barbara?
Once a week.
哦，一星期一次。这个回答具体地告诉你他打扫房间的次数了。
Once a week. Once a week.
再听一遍，请跟着说。
Once a week.
Barbara 是周末打扫房间。
On the weekend. I always clean my flat on the weekend.
表明做某件事情的具体次数，还有别的说法。请跟着我们说，先说一个月一次
，once a month，
然后是一年一次
Once a year.
有的时候不止一次，也许是两次。请跟着我们说。
Twice a week.
Twice a month.
Twice a year.
要是三次呢？
Three times a week.
Three times a month.
Three times a year.
关于打扫房间， Barbara 还有一些话要和 John 说呢。
Well, John, I clean my flat once a week. How often do you clean yours?
Well, let's see. About once a year.
Once a year?
Well, once a month.
John?
Okay. Two or three times a month.
下面再听一段对话，场合可是不同了。我们的记者 Jeff Howard 到了一个离开墨尔本有200公里的市镇，采访当地买卖牛的集市，和三位农场主谈了话。你刚才学的有些词语可能会用上的。
Do you go to Melbourne a lot?
Once in a while.
这人说偶尔去一次，也就是说不常去。 Jeff 又问另外一个人，
Do you go to Melbourne much?
Not much, now and then.
农场主说
Not much,
意思是不怎么去。
Now and then,
意思是有时候去。相对的说 Now and then比 once in a while 要频繁一些。
Once in a while. Once in a while.
再听一遍，请跟着说。
Once in a while.
另外一个短语是
Now and then. Now and then.
再听一遍，请跟着说。
Now and then.
再把以上的对话听一遍，然后再听听 Jeff 的采访怎样进行下去。
Do you go to Melbourne a lot?
Once in a while.
Do you go to Melbourne much?
Not much, now and then.
What about you?
Once in a blue moon. I don't like cities.
最后这个人的回答，照字面讲是每当出现蓝色的月亮才去一次。他说他不喜欢城市。
Once in a blue moon. Once in a blue moon.
你也许猜得到这个习语的真正含义。蓝色的月亮是极少见的。这个习语的含义就是很难得发生，几乎不发生。再听一遍，请跟着说。
Once in a blue moon. Once in a blue moon.
再听一下 Jeff 和那三位农场主的谈话。
Do you go to Melbourne a lot?
Once in a while.
Do you go to Melbourne much?
Not much, now and then.
What about you?
Once in a blue moon.I don't like cities.
好，现在请你练习这几个短语。John 问问题， Barbara 用短语先回答，你跟着回答。
Do you ever go to the pictures?
Once in a while.
Do you ever go to the beach?
Now and then.
Do you ever go to the opera?
Once in a blue moon.
Do you go to town a lot?
Not much.
现在请你用最后的那个短语回答下面的问题。
Do you go to Brisbane much?
Not much.
再请听 John 和 Barbara 的谈话。
Do you go out much, Barbara?
Not much.
John 问 Barbara 是不是常出门。
Go out.
意思是工作之余外出参加社交活动。
Do you go out much, Barbara?
Barbara 回答说不常出门。
Not much.
那么 John 呢？
Do you go out much, John?
Too much.
呵，老出门。你还记得第三位农场主说的话吗？他说到墨尔本真是难得去一回，因为不喜欢城市。
What about you?
Once in a blue moon. I don't like cities.
他告诉 Jeff 说，他之所以很少去墨尔本，除了不喜欢城市外，还有别的理由。我们听他怎么说。先请你学这些词儿
：sow the wheat，
播种小麦
；sow the wheat，sow the
wheat，harvest the wheat，
收割小麦
；harvest the wheat，harvest the wheat。
Have a break.
有空隙的时间。歇一阵。
Have a break. Have a break.
下面是 Jeff 和这位农场主的谈话。
What about you?
Once in a blue moon. I don't like cities. And I'm too busy. I sow the wheat in September, in spring, and I harvest in summer.Usually in February.
Do you have a break then?
No. There's always a lot to do on a farm.
这段话你能了解吗？这位农场主说不常去墨尔本，因为不喜欢城市。此外呢，因为太忙。
I'm too busy.
九月份他要播种小麦，那是春天。当然了。澳大利亚在南半球，九月份是春天。
I sow the wheat in September, in spring.
收割小麦呢，一般是在二月份。澳大利亚的夏季是十二月到二月。
And I harvest in summer, usually in February.
Jeff 接着问他中间能不能歇一阵子
？Do you have a break then？
这位农场主说：“农场上总有许多活儿要干。
”No, there's always a lot to do on a farm。
再听一遍这段话。
Do you go to Melbourne a lot？
Once in a while。
Do you go to Melbourne much？
Not much, now and then。
What about you？
Once in a blue moon. I don't like cities. And I'm too busy. I sow the wheat in September, in spring. And I harvest in summer, usually in February.
Do you have a break then?
No. There's always a lot to do on a farm.
好，以上是怎样谈自己的活动，怎样问别人的活动。在提到别人的经常性活动时，别忘了动词的格式有变化。我们说
I go，
但是要说
The farmer goes， He goes。
再举一个例子
I clean，
Barbara cleans， She cleans。
下面 John 和 Barbara 向你介绍那位农场主的情况，请你注意动词的词尾变化。
He sows the wheat in September.
And he harvests in February.
He doesn't go to Melbourne much.
请跟着说一遍。
He sows the wheat in September.
He He harvests in February.
He doesn't go to Melbourne much.
下面接着介绍那位农场主经常性的活动。先请你学这些词儿。
Come to town.
到镇上来。
Come to town. Come to town.
Take your holidays.
休假。
Take your holidays. Take your holidays.
请听 Jeff 和农场主的对话。
Do you come to town much?
Usually once a week.
And when do you take your holidays?
Holidays? What are holidays?
哈哈，可不是。我看这个农场主和那儿的庄稼人一样，没法休假，所以也就不知道什么叫假日了。现在请你跟着我们问几个问题。
Do you go to Melbourne a lot?
How often do you come to town?
再跟着我们说几个叙述句，都是今天学过的。
I sow the wheat in September.
He sows the wheat in September.
He goes to town once a week.
再说几个短语，表示非经常性的动作。
Once in a blue moon.
Once in a while. Not much.
顺便说明一下，有些事情我们经常做，成为习惯，英语是
habits, habits,
有好习惯，也有坏习惯。
Good habits
and bad habits.
Good habits
and bad habits.
坏习惯，我可不知道 John 和 Barbara 有没有什么坏习惯了。
You got any bad habits, John?
Bad habits? Me? No.
Oh, 我才不信呢。
What about you, Barbara? Have you got any bad habits?
Well, what's your name?
John.
Oh, yes, John. Yes, I've got one bad habit. I never remember names. What did you say your name was?
Oh.
Barbara 问 John.你刚才说你叫什么来着？我看 Barbara 说自己的坏习惯是从来记不住别人的名字，这是装糊涂。好，我们言归正传吧。下次讲课又要提到数字，和测量有关系，由蔡文播讲。从下一讲，也就是第14讲起，请蔡文主持一段时间。我在这个讲座的第一阶段和各位一块儿研究英文感到很高兴，希望以后还会有这样的机会。好，今天你已经听完了第13讲。
Our 13th program.
再会。
And goodbye from me, John Warnock.
And from me, oh yes, Barbara Frawley.